scrambling for the weekend. On Saturday, it's holiday time, and Ivana Breen, our beauty expert from Akina Beauty, is back this week. Good morning, Ivana.
Good morning.
Okay, so we're talking holidays today and sunscreen and sun cream. I do not know what to look for when I'm buying it, so maybe you can give us an insight.
Okay, well, the very basics, you want to be looking for your sun protection factor. Your SPF needs to be a minimum of 30, really, to get proper protection from both UVA and UVB rays. And that's the other thing you need to look for, that your sunscreen is, it's gone out of my head. Broad spectrum sunscreen.
Okay, so UVA and UVB, what is the difference, or is that too much of a technical question?
Not at all. One of the rays is longer than the other. So the UVA rays will age your skin, but the UVB rays are the ones that actually burn your skin.
Okay, okay. Did that exist years ago? You know, when we were kids, you went and you got the sunscreen. Did they have UVA and UVB protection, or was it all changed?
It's a lot better now, yeah. And that's why it's important to look for a broad spectrum sunscreen, because there still is some sunscreens out there that are just protecting against UV rays. And it's general, it's not specific to both.
Okay, so watch out for that. What about for people who aren't as fair, for example, as I am? Now, I'm like literally like Casper the Ghost here. But some people are able to take the sun a little bit better. Can they lower the SPF factor, or would you still recommend a high one?
Still high. Even if you have skin type 6, which would be a black skin, you still need sunscreen, because the sun and the UV rays still cause damage in your skin. So it's not about whether you can tan or not. And remember, a tan is a scar. If your skin is changing colour, then that's your skin's way of trying to protect the underlying dermis. So there's no such thing as a healthy tan. And even in a darker skin type, or a skin that easily tans without burning, it doesn't mean you're not doing damage, and it doesn't mean that you wouldn't get potentially skin cancer later
Okay, so forget about the tan. Just forget about it.
Yeah, it's not a healthy thing to have a colour.
Now, there's a lot of products as well that are sunscreen, especially for children. So what's the difference between the adult ones and the children's ones, or can you kind of use both?
So with children, the skin is a lot more sensitive, so they tend to use more ingredients that a child's skin can tolerate.
Okay.
So yes, you can, like an adult can use the children's one. I find the best one to use is the La Roche-Posay. You can get the big one of those when you're away in Spain. It's so easy to get. Uh-huh. It's an SPF 50. It's waterproof. It's hyperallergenic. It ticks all the boxes, and use it for adults and children.
And do you think that there's one that's better in terms of like the some are lotion and some are spray?
So the problem with sprays are, I find, is that people don't put enough of it on. In general, people don't wear enough sunscreen. In order to get sun protection, you need to have like a film, a thick film of it on your skin. And most people don't get that when they put on a spray.
Okay.
Now, if you're very diligent, then yeah, a spray is fine.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, there's no, that's the only difference that I would say between
okay.
them.
And we need to be making sure the nose in particular. Everybody seems to get burnt on their nose,
absolutely,
don't they?
Absolutely, yeah. And if you're prone to it, or if you have a bit of rosacea or sensitivity there, then a little bit of zinc on that area, which is like a complete block, is going to be the way to go.
Okay, zinc. Where do we get that? So what is it?
You get it from the chemist, yeah.
Just like a cream, is it?
Yeah, I'm sure you've seen it on cricket players when they're playing. They have this white thing on their nose.
That's what that is.
That's what that is.
I never knew that. You learn something new every day. Behind the ears as well, everyone gets burnt there.
Yeah, just on the top of the ears, it actually is a really important one.
Because I never think of putting the sunscreen there, you know?
Yeah. And also remember that with sunscreen, you need to be reapplying it after every 2 hours. If you think you put on your sunscreen at 9 o'clock, say, in the morning, and let's say you're on holidays, you're not at home in Ireland, but you're on holidays, you've put it on at 9 o'clock. By 11 o'clock, what's happened is that SPF 50 is actually no longer an SPF 50 mm-hmm. because it has started to break down, and the UV rays have started to break down that product. So you need to reapply it 2 hours later. If you've been in the water in that time, so for children, if they've been in the water for an hour, at 10 o'clock they need to be reapplying it. So it has to be reapplied on a very, very regular basis.
Literally set the alarm in your phone when to do it, and to wear a hat as well. That's the main thing that you say when you see people coming in with ageing issues and damage to their skin. It's because of the sun.
Oh, yeah. If our skin didn't see the sun at the age of 60, we'd look like we were 30.
Yeah.
That's the reality of it. And if you think about the skin, I should say, on your bum, for example, which most of the time doesn't get exposed.
Never. Never. I wouldn't do that to anybody.
Actually, the skin there is a much healthier looking skin. It's a much smoother skin.
So what about, Ivana, when you're wearing makeup?
Okay, so you're going to work day to day. You put your sunscreen on in the morning before you put your makeup on. And then you go out at lunchtime. So people are going to go to the park and have their lunch. They're sitting there for an hour. And the sunscreen that they put on at 9 o'clock in the morning is now not as effective as it should be. So for men who don't wear makeup, it's fine. They just reapply their sunscreen. For women, I think this is where mineral makeup can really come in useful, because mineral makeup, the majority of them have naturally in them an SPF 20.
That's why it's so expensive. Now it all makes sense.
So SPF 20, and you just literally get your powder. I use the Jane Airedale one, and you just put another layer of it on top of your makeup, and that is you for your lunch hour, ready to go. And then at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock, when you're walking home in the evening, you just put another layer of that makeup on.
Okay.
And that's you covered.
I think men need to cop on as well. They might wear it on holiday, but never in Ireland.
I don't know if they think it's a vanity thing or if they feel that they're hardy enough and they can get away with it.
Yeah.
But men don't take this seriously. You're absolutely right. And they're going to be sorry in years
yeah.
to come.
And I read somewhere something about even if you get sunburned as a child, that damage will still show when you're an adult and you'll never be able to repair that.
If you get a sunburn at the age of 3, it can take 20 years for that damage to actually manifest itself. And then the other thing you need to remember as well is if you burn more than 5 times in your lifetime, you're more at risk of getting skin cancer. So I remember somebody saying to me one time, oh, but I don't mean to burn. Then make the effort not to burn
yeah.
and reapply yourself.
You have to be really strict
you
with
have
it.
To be.
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, thanks so much. That is definitely us told. I have to say, I never go out in the sun.
Good.
I am like factor 50 all the time because I'm so pale. I know there's no point anyway. I'm not going to get a tan, so I might as well protect myself. So thanks for that, Ivana. Where can we contact you?
So it's Akina Beauty and Laser Clinic on Facebook, and on Instagram, it's @AkinaBeauty.
We'll talk to you soon. This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.